This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Of course, Money in Motion brought to you by our good friends at Klaus Financial. And we are joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. How are you guys doing today?
Great, Sean. How are you?
Real well. Great to hear from you, Malia. Kyle, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Sean. How are you?
Doing real well. Nice to talk with you as well. We've got a lot of stuff to get to on this morning's show. Don't forget, as always, the website for Klaus Financial, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Learn a lot about Klaus Financial from the website. Learn about their separate divisions. There's three separate big ones there you can kind of explain what all goes on at Klaus Financial. You can also sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. There's also a link to a really good podcast that comes in that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. So you're going to want to check that out. Again, just get to klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637 at Klaus Financial. Again, that's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Come up a little bit later in the program. We'll do our Klaus Quiz question of the week. This week, another fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Cabela's. Before we get rocking and rolling on this week's topic, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz question of the week and not only give the question, but give the answer as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And congratulations to our winner, Gail from Madison. And thanks again to everyone who listens every week. So last week's question was, at what age do Medicare benefits begin for Americans? And the answer is that Medicare begins at age 65 in most situations.
Great information there. And of course, that was last week. So we'll do a brand new one this week. Just typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz question of the week comes up during the program. So just a little tip, listen closely to the show, and we'll tell you how you can win that $25 gift card with this week's Klaus Quiz question of the week. This morning, we're going to be talking about what financial planning really covers for those who are looking to looking at their retirement. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So first of all, I also want to say happy first day of summer, even though it doesn't look like summer out there to everybody. Every day is a good day to start thinking about your retirement. And that's what we spend a lot of time on this show talking about, is how to retire hopefully better. But what we wanted to do today is take a step back and look at what the world of financial planning really means, what it encompasses. And so when you meet with your advisor, many people just focus on, okay, it's just all about the investments. And while it's true that your investments can play a very, very important part in the big picture for you, there's so many other components that really need to be looked at simultaneously as the planning happens. So for us, we look at the financial planner, we've said it many times on this show, is kind of operating or should operate like the quarterback of the team. So what that means is that your financial advisor is looking at all these other components and pulling them together to make sure it's a cohesive team and hopefully a winning team for you. Mm-hmm. So one of the areas that we're covering with our clients, and we'll get into this a little later, but one area is we're definitely looking at the estate planning issues, the need for wills and trusts, and power of attorney documents and so forth. So we'll touch upon that in a few minutes. But very important to make sure all of those plans that you have, whether you're here or not, still get executed. And you can only do that through estate planning. So working with good people, attorneys that can help you with that is important. Planning for taxes. Now, some people just think about, I just filed taxes recently. I don't want to think about that again. But really, we're talking about not just for today and next year, but as you enter retirement and you're into retirement, what's your tax situation going to look like? So again, as a financial advisor, as planners, we're looking to coordinate the team with your accountant and making sure that we're not missing big picture items that could really either make your retirement financially sound or perhaps be too taxable for you. And we might want to make some adjustments right now. We're also looking at insurance. Again, another big area. We're looking at, do you have your life insurance needs taken care of? Now, while we're all insurance licensed, we're not brokers. We're not selling insurance products to our clients in these areas. But it's important for estate planning, Or possibly just needs because of debt that you might have right now. Also, long-term care and health insurance. We've talked about that so often, how important when you go into retirement to make sure that you've got the health insurance. And then finally, your investments, of course. And we speak a lot about that, making sure you're diversified according to your risk. And a lot of times we find that people don't understand they need to meet with their advisor on a regular basis because, believe it or not, things happen in life, right, Sean? Mm. Jobs change and life changes. Maybe you had another child. Maybe a grandchild moved into the house. I mean, there's so many different scenarios. And that's why we believe consistent reviews with your financial planner can really enhance your future retirement.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Don't forget their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on their website. Mention that telephone number and that get-to-know-you appointment. And, you know, when it comes to this stuff, it's important to kind of sit down and get to know who you're going to be working with and ask questions. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, some of those questions that people should be asking and what they should be expecting from their financial advisor.
Well, we want them asking questions with regards to, you know, How are you going to be different? Mm-hmm. You know, what types of areas do you focus on as a financial planner? You know, and coming to the table with what your goals are. We spend a lot of time talking about goals, and frequently we set our first meetings talking about those goals and then subsequent meetings about, okay, where are we at? Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about accountability. So for both our clients and ourselves, making sure you're reaching those goals, even if it's incrementally, because we'll work with clients for several years, and just to be able to see them move the that a little further towards the retirement is really, really important. So asking good questions about what it means for you to be retired, and what we often hear is that everyone's biggest fear is that they're going to run out of money. And if that's your situation, that's something your financial planner needs to address with you.
So as we're talking then about kind of what you should be expecting from your financial advisor and planning, and of course sitting down with a qualified individual, what about as you mentioned a little earlier, just about all these different areas as far as what compromises and comprises financial planning? It's important, as you mentioned, kind of that quarterback role. It's important that that everybody's working together and that everybody's on the same page with this stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's very important because, again, this, you know, people think of a financial advisor as just someone that handles investments and stuff like that. But really, a true financial planner is going to dig into everything about your whole plan, a financial plan, retirement plan, all that, and just make sure that everything's cohesive and that your plan is accomplishing your goals for you.
Great information, as always. Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Don't forget as well, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle. We'll talk about estate plans. We'll talk about what you need to know, and does everybody need a will? We'll find out next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. 637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. You can give them a call right now at 442-5637. Don't forget also that telephone number. You're going to need it a little bit later in the program for our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week, another fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Cabela's. We'll explain how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. But again, little tip, just listen closely to the show. Typically, the answer does come up during the program. Talking with Malia and Kyle this morning, a little bit about financial planning and what all it covers, and a big area that people need to really think about, which maybe sometimes they don't as much as they should, which is estate plans. And of course, the big question comes into play, which is, does everybody need a will?
Yeah, like you said, Sean, this is a very often neglected area that people overlook. We can't write the will or the trust for you or anything like that, but most of the time, just about everyone should at least have a will and power of attorney documents, which we'll talk about the power of attorney documents in a second here, because it's not the fun stuff to talk about, right? Nobody wants to think about the day that they're not here anymore. We'd rather talk about the trips we're going to take in retirement and all the fun stuff we're going to do. But the estate planning piece is very, very important, because if your plan is done correctly, hopefully there's going to be something left there for the beneficiaries or charities, whoever you want to leave your stuff to. So estate planning, kind of in a general sense, just basically covers what happens when basically me and my spouse or whoever I'm with is no longer around. Mm-hmm. What happens to all our stuff at that point? So the importance of having a really good estate plan and a really good estate planning attorney is to make sure that whatever you want to accomplish with whatever's left of your estate gets carried out the way that you want it to. So most people, you know, should have at least a basic will. Basic wills obviously just kind of cover your, you know, the smaller, if we only have a house and a car and a couple bank accounts, stuff like that, you may not need a trust. The will can cover a lot of that stuff. Trusts are very powerful, and they're very, very good. You don't see them quite as much as you used to, because a lot of the changes have, the government's changed a lot of things that they used to be used for with the federal estate tax exemption and stuff like that. But where the trusts can come in is when you have blended families. If you have a blended family, a trust is going to be a huge document, because you can kind of determine whose kids get what and those types of things. And also, it kind of, if you have, you know, maybe your children aren't that good with money, or you're worried about them inheriting a large sum of money, you can actually put it in the trust that they can only get a certain percentage and they can only use the money for this types of things. Whereas if you just name those kids outright as a beneficiary when you pass away, you know, they could end up with a big lump sum. And sometimes that can do more damage than good to them. So,
where do things like beneficiary designations kind of fit into this? I think one of the things I've learned in talking with you guys over the years is, I think a lot of us assume, well, I've got a will or I've got this trust that everything's covered. They don't govern everything, do they?
No, they do not. So a lot of bank accounts, investment accounts, they'll have either a POD, which is a payable on death designation, or a TOD, transfer on death designation, which that's basically naming a beneficiary. And like I said, that covers bank accounts, investment accounts, stuff like that. So anything that's beneficiary driven, like that, life insurance is beneficiary driven as well, that passes outside of the will and usually outside of the trust as well, unless you name it in there. So those are kind of the big things that the wills don't.
Talking with Kyle Kite this morning, along with Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find Kloss Financial online. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com is the website. And again, their telephone number, Kloss Financial, 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Let's talk then about power of attorney documents. Is that something that everybody absolutely needs? Are those documents?
Yeah, I think there's three answers to that. Yes, yes, and yes. Okay, so I'm sure Sean's got his in order, because he's heard us nagging for a long time about this. The importance is, Kyle's talking about whether you need a trust or a will, or other types of documents you want to make sure you have. The power of attorney documents are probably one of the most important, especially for the people that work with your investments. And that would be because you want someone to be able to direct what you have in the event you're incapacitated. Mm-hmm. So making sure that you have the opportunity to speak through a document, which is a power of attorney. It's only good while you're living, whereas a will and a trust speak once you've passed away. So having the attorney draw those documents up for you will allow someone else to speak on your behalf, which is so critical, because more people are incapacitated than pass away during the, you know, as they're getting closer to into their lives. So very important to get those done. And as Kyle said, titling assets correctly, that's very important as well at your bank or with your investment.
Great.
And also you mentioned about beneficiaries.
Yes.
Review those frequently.
Yes.
It's very important.
Great information as always. Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. Their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Kyle and Malia. We will do that next. We will also do our Kloss quiz question of the week as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are talking with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, our retirement planning professionals this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget again the website at Kloss Financial. It is klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com, and their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no calls for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do our Kloss quiz question of the week. Got a $25 gift card for Cabela's. We can tell you how you can win that a little bit later on again in this segment. Continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle this morning. And of course, as we're talking about estate planning and we talk about wills and do I have a will? Apparently, if you don't have a will, as important as it can be, you're not alone. Apparently, a lot of people don't have wills.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Sean. So according to a recent Harris poll, 64% of Americans have not made a will yet. So think about that. Almost two-thirds of people don't even have a will set up. And something that we run across all the time as advisors is maybe they do have one set up, but they set it up 25 years ago when they first had the kids and haven't touched it since then. And maybe they've got a couple grandkids now and those types of things. So it's definitely something that you want to review every so often. We like to say, you know, at least every 3 to 5 years to make sure it still says what you want it to say. And some of the, you know, we've heard all the excuses that people have. And some of the top reasons that people don't have one is because they haven't gotten around to it yet, or they think it's going to be too difficult and expensive, or they don't want to think about death. And that's true. I mean, none of us want to think about this stuff when it's all said and done. But there's not much we can guarantee in this business, but we can guarantee that every single person listening will die at some point. So this is going to come into effect at some point. So
I do. I love Malia, and I think you put together most of the notes. I think your note said, fact, the death rate is 100%.
It's the only thing we can guarantee in this show every week.
Exactly. Well stated. Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. One more thing before we get to the Kloss quiz question of the week. Let's talk about life insurance. That fits in here as well, doesn't it?
Yes. So, you know, again, when we talk about the entire estate plan, we do get to the point where people say, well, I had life insurance when the kids were little, but now they have their own kids. Why would I need it? And it very might be likely you don't need it. But when we're looking at the estate planning issues, we're dealing with some of these right now for clients, that they have a very high number of investments that as they pass away and their kids inherit them someday, there's going to be so much income tax due because these particular investments, the taxes have never been paid on them. And so sometimes life insurance needs to be put in place to pay all those taxes that your future beneficiaries are going to inherit assets of. So a lot of people are still looking at those types of policies, even into their 60s, to purchase to take care of a future problem when it comes to taxes.
You know, one of the things I've noticed as we've been talking today or on previous shows as well is obviously financial planning and retirement planning. The investment type and those type of things are an important part of this conversation, but it's a lot more than that. And I think a lot of times just this general public, we kind of get this, oh yeah, well, we're putting together the financial side of it. And we've talked about other aspects in the past, whether it's the social and emotional aspects of planning for retirement. And then this stuff today as well is kind of putting that estate plan in place. Very important as well. But I think for a lot of people, often that thought is kind of maybe overlooked as far as how high of a priority it is when it comes to financial planning and retirement planning.
Definitely. It's the whole picture for people. And it's enough to decide to make the decision to retire, mm-hmm. to start a new season of your life, which is exciting. But it's kind of overwhelming, especially as our clients are starting to turn 65 and they're starting to get ambushed in the mail every day by Medicare items. And it's nonstop. And so really sitting down with an advisor that can look at the whole picture for you, take some of that anxiety away from you, and say, yes, we know when you should sign up for this or this, and give them direction in many areas is really helpful.
Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's show to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Cabela's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to a Harris poll in 2017, what percentage of Americans have not made a will? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Cabela's. Again, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Their telephone number, don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637, and online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Malia, Kyle, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
You too, Sean. Have a good one.
You too. Take care, guys. And, of course, Dan Connery comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.